I mean to speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. You'll be thrilled to hear that I shall be very brief this morning, because we have the naming ceremony. Baptism, naming ceremony, hugely important. It marks the welcome of the divine, of a new little person into the world, to be part of our family as well. There are two fundamental parts of life, birth and death. And we just heard in the gospel this morning, which strangely enough I was preaching on in England about 3 weeks ago. And Jesus says, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when I prepare that place, I will come to take you to be with me. Annex had a great friend who died yesterday, Margaret, and when somebody dies, it's a tragedy. We feel it desperately. The reality, of course, is that that soul has passed through death into the next stage of his or her journey. It is a clear continuity, and all of us who have seen people who have died are very clear about that. The minute before they die, they are them. They are their physical them. They're there. The minute or the second after they die, they're not there. That confirms my faith. Where have they gone? Clearly, they've gone on their journey. And I have no doubt at all that Jesus is there with outstretched arms saying, welcome home. I love you. And well done. That's a wonderful promise. Now, of course, we're loved into being. This little Pepper has been loved into being in this stage of her journey by the divine. That is, again, a lovely, wonderful miracle. And all of us who have got children or grandchildren, when they arrive, it is a miracle. It's a wonderful, extraordinary thing. And that is our God, who then leads us through life. We as Christians have the example of Jesus, who shows us about little deaths in our lives that we all have and little resurrections in our lives that we all have. The wonderful news is that every crucifixion is followed by a resurrection, necessarily. That is our faith. I spent some time, quite a lot of time this year, in Israel. And it's an extraordinary place. It's hardly surprising we have the trouble that we do in that part of the world. You can feel, not all the stuff we read in the newspapers, you can feel the spiritual energy in that place. It's quite extraordinary. I prayed at the Wailing Wall, which was an incredibly powerful experience. And then I prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane in the afternoon. And it was extraordinary. I had tears pouring down my face. It was the most immensely moving experience. And then, of course, you have the great mosque alongside. So the three great monotheistic traditions of Islam, Judaism, and Christianity are centered there, right there, in Jerusalem. To me, and those of you who know me know that I'm a heretical liberal, and as a result, I believe, as Richard Rohr, that incredibly famous Franciscan priest and monk, says, everything and everyone belongs. We're all trying to find our way to the transcendent, to God, the divine. We find it in different ways. We as Christians find that through Christ, who we believe is the incarnation of the divine. But I felt very strongly also our tradition, our heritage, which is Judaism, when I was in Israel over the last year or two. And that's a wonderful thing, and we celebrate that joint tradition here this morning in the naming ceremony that we're going to do now. I did the same ceremony for both Elodie and little Dalton here when they were tiny as well, so it's a continuity again for the family and this church. So let's do that now.